Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Crash Davis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive towards short. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marchildon for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a line drive into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. Harris moves to third. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Ross moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout bunts towards the mound. Marchilden fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchilden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchilden is 0-for-0 in the game. Marchilden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Swift and he is safe. York steals second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Suter moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Suter scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. Siebert moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marchildon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Knickerbocker scores. Swift moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jack Wilson now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Bob Harris now pitching. Hal Newhouser pinch runs for Dixie Parsons. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Newhouser moves to third. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Dick Fowler now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Newhouser scores. One out. It's 4-3, Athletics. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Bertie Tebbets now catching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehringer moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-4 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.